And I'm William Cooper.
You're listening. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And hi, Alicia.
You're listening to... I made a big mistake. Wow, I guess we both made a mistake, huh?
Uh-huh.
You feel better now?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
See you later.
Alligator.
Okay.
After a while, crocodile.
Bye.
Bye.
Say hi to Allison for me.
Okay. Poppy said hi, Allison.
Ladies and gentlemen, after last night's broadcast, those of you who listened to it, I can assure you that you know more about the National Security Agency than 99.999% of all of the people in the world. Outside of those who work directly for the National Security Agency or who participate in some collateral duty with that agency are sit upon some type of oversight committee or board. And I haven't even begun. As part of the effort to provide improved facilities, reduce fragmented operations, and decompress the workforce, the FANX 2 and FANX 3 buildings underwent complete renovations, with FANX 2 housing the National Cryptologic Training Facility, NCS, and FANX 3 serving as the second campus for the Information Systems Security Organization. All InfoSec resources in the Parkway Center and Airport Square buildings, 10, 11, and 20, as well as select elements from Ops 3, were consolidated with existing InfoSec elements at FANX 3, and all non-InfoSec elements were relocated either within the Airport Square complex or back to Fort Meade. Renovations on the two-story FANX 2 building were completed in the second quarter of fiscal year 94. As well as meeting all federal accessibility standards, it provided the NCS with 100 classrooms of different sizes, space for non-secure training, space for a satellite training video center, and a 300-seat auditorium. A state-of-the-art thermal ice storage system to supply air conditioning, raised floor throughout, a sprinkler system, a central fire alarm system, a public address system, and 20 transport rooms to enhance communications distribution were also provided. The Fanks III design was completed in October 1993. Construction began in January 1994 with planned completion in July 1996. Final move-in of InfoSec personnel will take place in January of 1997. Fanks III renovations include an ice storage, heating, ventilation, air conditioning system, primary power, and energy-efficient modular lighting. In addition, Fanks III will be equipped with a high-rise fire detection and prevention system, new elevators, select tempest protection, and an emergency generator. InfoSec will occupy all operational space in Fanks III with the exception of the utility infrastructure and support services on the first floor. While all support services will remain, several will be moved to accommodate utility expansion and installation of the Confirm system in the inner lobby. A joint facilities engineering corps of engineers, InfoSec Fanks III Design and Construction Center, has been opened in room B1119E of Fanks III. And somebody's sure to get in trouble over that. As many as 12,000 National Security Agency personnel are housed in 1 million square feet of leased space at the Friendship Annex at Airport Square Technology Park and Industrial Park near the Baltimore-Washington International Airport. The Friendship Annex is connected to Fort Meade and other Washington area facilities through the Washington Area Wideband System, or WAWS, which is a coaxial cable network established in the mid-1970s. The National Business Park at Fort Meade, Maryland, there are an additional 240,000 square feet of office space leased at the National Business Park across the BW Parkway from the main facility at Fort Meade. A laboratory for physical sciences at the University of Maryland, College Park, Maryland. The National Security Agency work in the design and development of specialized chips for national security uses is supported by a recently opened laboratory for physical sciences building at the University of Maryland at College Park. This laboratory conducts research on a range of projects of interest to the National Security Agency, including optical communications and computer networks. The National Security Agency sponsors the Supercomputer Research Center in Bowie, Maryland, which includes government, academics, and industry in an effort to benefit all sectors from its research activities. Gunter Arendt's list of the world's most powerful computing sites shows E-Systems in Dallas, Texas, formerly listed as NSA, as the third most powerful site. This listing ranks sites according to ratings, which are ratios to a Cray Y-MP1 based on NASA NPB BT Size A benchmark reports. As of the 10th of July, 1995, the third-ranked facility was listed as E-Systems Dallas, Texas, with 8 Cray C916/16512 computers and 9 Cray J916/16512 computers. This listing is compiled, ladies and gentlemen, based in part on information provided in confidence or anonymously. The Dallas entry was based on information supplied by an individual who indicated that during the summer of 1994, the National Security Agency advertised employment opportunities in a Dallas newspaper, with the advertisement noting that a certain number of Cray 916s were being installed at a Dallas site, specifically Cray C916s, with a planned increase in 1995 to the current number. As this listing is widely publicized on the Internet, reader feedback usually corrects erroneous entries, and thus far this listing has not been disputed. In addition, the total number of Cray C916s in the world all of which are included in this listing, is consistent with published production of this computer by inclusion of the computers at the Dallas facility. E-Systems has two facilities in the Dallas vicinity. E-Systems Incorporated, Form 10-K for the fiscal year ended December 31st, 1994, Securities and Exchange Commission file number 1-5237. Buildings at the Greenville, Texas facility cover 2,936,000 square feet with activities including offices, engineering, research and development, production, airborne electronic systems installation, and aircraft overhaul and maintenance. The Garland, Texas facility has 1,407,000 square feet of building, including offices, engineering, research and development, production facilities, radiation laboratory, electronic components, high-powered transmitters, and radar antennas and other products. It would seem that the National Security Agency CRAs are at one or the other site, most likely the Greenville site, which would seem to be the SIGINT side of the company. Garland appears to be the defense electronics, in effect non-SIGINT side of the company, and thus the CRAs are out at Greenville. However, the 10-K form also lists other properties with a total of 1,243,000 square feet, including offices, production, and depot maintenance of electronic equipment and systems. This includes approximately 899,000 square feet at various locations owned by the United States government and operated by the company. These would appear to be depot maintenance for rivet joint, which is a code word for a project, and other airborne SIGINT systems. But it cannot be excluded that this also includes some unacknowledged National Security Agency facility where all the CRAs have been stashed, such as perhaps the overly large federal building in downtown Dallas. Army National SIGINT responsibilities include management of the creation and operation of the Regional SIGINT Operations Centers, or RSOC, at Fort Cordon, Georgia, Bad Aibling Station, Germany, and Minwith Hill Station, England, as well as continued Army support to the National Security Agency, NSA, and its worldwide mission stations. Army Intelligence in Transition, Changing Horizons, American Intelligence Journal, Autumn, Winter, 1993-1994, pages 17 through 20. And other RSOC locations include the Lackland Air Force Base Training Annex in San Antonio, Texas, which supports Southern Command and Pacific Command support from Kunia on Oahu, Hawaii, an installation where I once worked while in the Navy. The National Security Agency operates a global network of ground stations for the interception of civil and military satellite communications traffic. Bad Aibling, Kasern, Germany, conducts satellite communications, interception activities, and is also a downlink station for geostationary SIGINT satellites. Minwith Hill, located 13 kilometers west of Harrogate, United Kingdom, collects against Russian satellite communications under Project Moonpenny, and is also a downlink station for geostationary SIGINT satellites. Misawa Air Base, Misawa, Japan. Satellite communications intercept activities include collecting against Russian Molniya, Raduga, and Gorizont systems under Project Lady Love at a facility 6 kilometers northwest of the main airfield known as the Hill. Rossman Communications Research Station, near Rossman, North Carolina, has a total of 12 antennas for satellite communications interception, for communications connectivity with other intelligence facilities, and possibly also for downlinks from geostationary SIGINT satellites. Sugar Grove Naval Communications Facility, near Sugar Grove, West Virginia, intercepts Pacific Intelsat COMSAT satellite communications traffic routed through the COMSAT ground station at Eatham, West Virginia. This facility has 4 antennae with diameters of 9.2, 18.5, 32.3, and 46 meters. Yakima Research Station near Yakima, Washington, intercepts Pacific IntelSat, ComSat satellite communications traffic. Additional ComSat intercept activities are conducted at Geraldton, Australia, and Bude in Cornwall, or I should say Cornwall, United Kingdom. The Bad Aibling and Minwith Hill facilities are also used for downlink of high-altitude SIGINT satellite product, as are facilities at Pine Gap, Australia, and Buckley Air National Guard Base in Colorado. Other National Security Agency facilities, including Clark Air Force Base, Philippines, Sinope, Turkey, Heraklion, Greece, Berlin, Germany, and Eielson Air Force Base, Alaska, have closed, with others, such as San Vito de Normandie, Italy, have transferred to other agencies, in this case, to Air Force Space Command. The National Security Agency National SIGINT Operations Center, or NSOC, provides round-the-clock continuous service and support to customers through a worldwide communications network. NSOC is provided with the most modern integrated data and telecommunication infrastructure possible to meet the real-time requirements of military and other intelligence consumers at every echelon. The National Security Agency, in the August 1993 activation of the Medina Regional SIGINT Operations Center, or RSOC, at the Lackland Training Annex, also known as the Medina Training Annex, in San Antonio, was a direct result of the end of the Cold War, which confronted the intelligence community with a downsizing force structure and withdrawal of forces deployed overseas. The Medina RSOC consolidates SIGINT assets, analytical databases, and experienced personnel from various locations. It also provided tactical analysts an environment to keep their cryptologic skills sharp, supporting a pool of capable people which can deploy wherever they are needed. By 1996, over 1,000 Army, Navy, Marine Corps, Air Force, and National Security Agency civilian personnel will work at Medina. This consolidated SIGINT joint environment improved the ability to deliver timely, tailored intelligence to consumers. In early 1993, the relocation of the 513th Military Intelligence Brigades from Fort Monmouth, New Jersey, to Fort Gordon, Georgia, was initiated. Under the terms of the Army Regulation 5-10 study, the 513th will be developed into a power projection support element. As part of this process, the National Security Agency established a Continental United States-based Regional Operations Facility, or CROF, at Fort Gordon. The Regional SIGINT Operations Center uses current operations and troop facilities, as well as a new 38,000-square-foot building to support 300 Army, Air Force, Navy, and Marine Corps SIGINT personnel. The CBOF incorporates tactical and strategic units through Trojan and other satellite networks to support requirements from theater commanders and Joint Task Force, or JTF, components, as well as intelligence preparation of the battlefield. Trojan Spirit supports split-based connectivity between continental United States-based processing and production centers and forward-deployed forces. Minwith Hill in the United Kingdom is the principal NATO theater ground segment node for high-altitude signals intelligence satellites, such as Ball, Desmond, Pine Gap, Allen, and Unwin, Sydney, 1988. Although this facility is jointly operated with the UK's General Communications Headquarters, or GCHQ, it is not privy to the intelligence downlinked to Minwith Hill, since tapes containing the data are returned via air to the United States for analysis. The Minwith Hill Station was established in 1956. by the United States Army Security Agency, or ASA. Inside the closely guarded 560-acre base are two large operations blocks and many satellite tracking dishes and domes. Initial operations focused on monitoring international cable and microwave communications passing through Britain. In the early 1960s, Minwith Hill was one of the first sites in the world to receive sophisticated early IBM computers with which the National Security Agency automated the labor-intensive watch list scrutiny of intercepted but unenciphered telex messages. Since then, Minwith Hill has sifted the international messages, telegrams, and telephone calls of citizens, corporations, or governments to select information of political, military, or economic value to the United States. Every detail of Minwith Hill's operation has been kept an absolute secret. The official cover story is that the all-civilian base is a Department of Defense communications station, and the hour of the time is blowing their